I guess I would start with Akaras HaTov as well, and the spirit of Akaras HaTov, I should tell you. I know you don't know everything that the family does. I know a little more than you do. And I do want to acknowledge, whether they hear me or not, that they'll get the message. My wife especially, tremendously helpful all the time, and obviously specifically here. My rest of my family, my children, been very helpful as well. And we very much appreciate so much that they do to enhance the opportunities for the Talmidim. I also want to say across the type to the Shir, specifically to the Shir assistants, for everything that they do for all of you and for me. And really all of you, in a sense, you're all in a bechina of a Talmud Machimis Rabbi, that I feel that my abilities and my atzlacha is very much to your credit. So it really is a reciprocity that we both feel that we're gaining from each other. So I feel it's important to state that and to acknowledge it. And we should continue to grow together, each one of us. So I was thinking about a phrase that we've been saying over the last week in Al HaNisim. You know, the words of Al HaNisim, the words are very precise and they're very filled with tremendous insights. So I think about a particular phrase. Just today, I was davening Mincha early, and one of the other Rebbeim, Rabbi Schwartz, came over to me. We were leaving Mincha. He says, "So tell me, what does this phrase mean?" I said, "Actually, I've been thinking about this the entire week, and last night I sat down the computer, stream of consciousness, for like an hour, and I just wrote out what I thought, different Mahalchim, and that's what I want to share with you right now." We say in Al HaNisim, L'cha asisa, shem gadol v'kadosh ba'olamecha. U'amcha yiso asisa teshua gdol v'forkan ki hayom hazeh. Two ideas. Number one, you created for yourself a great and holy name in your world, for Kadosh Baruch Hu, through the miracle that was a Kiddush Hashem for Hashem's name in the world. And then, u'amcha Yisrael, v'kar yiso asisa teshua gdol v'forkan. You made a great salvation and a Yeshua. And the two words I'm thinking about is Ki Hayom Hazeh. Ki Hayom Hazeh, that was what Rabbi Schwartz asked me. What does it mean? What does it mean? Saying it time and time again, Rabbi Shimon Esrei. Ki Hayom Hazeh. What's the kavana of these two words here? How does it connect to these, to the, what preceded it in the Al HaNisim? So I began to think about where we find this expression. And often the first time you find an expression in Chumash, it's very revealing about the underlying idea. And if you use associations, often it connects to the first reference. Truth is, there aren't that many times that you find the expression in Tanakh. I did a search 6 times in Tanakh that you find Ki Hayom Hazeh, 6 times totally. Parshas Vayeshev, that's what I'm going to talk about. Parshas Veschanan, that's in Chumash. Then you have Yirmiyahu, Ezra, twice in Ezra, and Nehemiah. Nehemiah we all know about. We'll get to that. That's the last one of the 6. Where do you have it in Parshas Vayeshev? And you know, it's not a coincidence, maybe, because Vayeshev and Kates, these are always the parshas around Hanukkah time. So we think about connections with Yosef at Tzadik and Hanukkah. So where did we read this expression last week in the parsha? Hayom Hazeh. Ki Hayom Hazeh. So we're talking about Yosef in Mitzrayim, and he's in the house of Potiphar, and she's trying to seduce him and every day, and he doesn't give in. He holds his own, and he explains to her why I can't go along with this. Then there was a particular day. Literally, he came into the house to do his work. And there was nobody from the household there in the house. Now, you probably all know what the Gemara says, one of the opinions in the Gemara, in Mern Sota, it's in the Midrashim as well, Sota Lamidvav. Lasos Melachto doesn't mean just the household work that he was been doing. It's a euphemism. It means that at that point, Yosef was weak, and he was about to succumb. He was going to give in. He was too much. The pressure was too much. Day in, kedavil of yom yom. it was really at the point that he was going to say, okay, it's just what I need to do. This is it. What happened? There ain't ish me'anshei habayis sham b'bayis. Nobody from the house that was with him. Who was with him? What happened? What saved him? He suddenly, the image of Yaakov appeared to him and told him, if you follow through on this, you see the Avni Shom of the Ephod have the 12 Shvatim names, your name won't be there. That will be the end of you. You won't have any connection to the whole history of Klal Yisrael. That's it. You'll be erased from that. You want that? And he was able to withstand the temptation. Special Siyata Dishmaya. Klal Yisrael are referred to by the name Yosef. Noe Katzon Yosef.
I'm sorry.
I am too. Why the phrase Ki Hayom Hazeh U'amcha Yisrael Asisa Tshua Gedola Ufurkan? What is the essence of the Yeshua of Chanukah? What is the Purkan of Chanukah? Makar Yisrael Ki Hayom Hazeh. Go to where it says Ki Hayom Hazeh in Chumash. Look at the story of Yosef. Yosef is Klal Yisrael. He's at the brink. He's at the edge of the abyss. He's about to give in. And finally, somehow, the last second, there's a Yeshua. It spears him. It saves him. Musti yukadosh al aviv. And he held on. What is Chanukah? What was the threat of Chanukah? On a Klal level, on the whole history of Klal Yisrael, lashkicham torasecha. If Yavon would have been successful, we wouldn't be here today. We would have been relegated to a footnote in the history books, like other cultures of the world. But it couldn't be. There had to be a koach of a shmira. Just as Yosef HaTzadik had a koach HaShmira, at that last moment, Musnikim Shel Aviv, so Kadosh Baruch Hu programmed in the Bria, there has to be a Yeshua. And that came about through the Chashmonaim and through the victory over Yavan. What's the symbol of that? I believe the symbol of that is the other nes of Chanukah, and that's the Pach Shemen. Timo Kol Hashmane. Everything was defiled, but it couldn't be everything. There was one Pach that remained Tor. It had to be that way. And the symbolism, the Pach Echad Shemen Tor, is what the Svarim tell us is what's called the Pinta Leyid. Whether it's Klal Yisrael as a whole, whether it's individuals, where you think that's it, they're gone forever, but somehow there's something inside that keeps them connected. Some metaphysical, mystical koyach, they can't go that far. They can't break completely. Unfortunately, you hear sometimes that, you know, for individuals, it does happen, but there's always individuals that have the resistance. Klal Yisrael as a whole, that's the assurance. It could not be lashkicham torasecha. The Ramban has a lesson about the Chashmonaim in Parshas Vayechi. He talks about how, unfortunately, what happened later on. But he says, they were chassidei elyon, umalei heim nishtakchu haTorah mitzvos miYisrael. Not for their standing up, what they stood up for, Torah mitzvos would have been forgotten. They would have just been rolled over by the Yavanim, and that would have just totally co-opted and taken over, and we would not exist today as a Torah nation, as Yadus, as we know it. So it's the same mashal of Yosef HaTzadik. And I think that's why the choice of the language in Alei Nisim is very much paralleling the Russian of Ayeshev. Vayi ki hayom hazeh, and it couldn't happen. Lashas Melachto, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Musniknu Shel Aviv, and Yosef was able to hold on. And this is the first note, the first message, I think, that we see in Chanukah. It's interesting as well. I looked at the other references to Kahayom Hazeh. Two of them are in Ezra. In Perek Tes, Pasuk Zayin, and Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav. And what is Ezra doing? He's being misvadeh for the very low spiritual state of the Klal Yisrael at that time. And you know, without Ezra Sefer, again, Nishtak HaTorah in Yisrael. So it's mamish interesting. The same is exactly shown us of Kahayom Hazeh, is speaking to the Matzav of Ezra, the low Matzav of Klal Yisrael, but it could never go beyond that point. That's the first Nakuda that I thought about. Then I took it a little further. There's a Rashi in Chumash based on Chazal in Parshas Dvarim. Klal Yisrael are compared, as Rashi says, to the Yom. V'hinachem Hayom kechochbi Hashemayim l'rov. So Rashi quotes, what do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Hinachem Hayom kechochbi Hashemayim l'rov. Is that really the pshat? They're really like the stars in terms of their quantity? What does it mean? So Rashi says, Mishulim kayom. You are compared to the Yom. Kayomim la'olam, kachama uvana u'kochavim. You are eternal. You're an eternal nation, like the sun, like the moon, like the stars. Kaiso are nitzchi. But the pasuk is comparing us to kochavim. It says hayom, like the yom, but then kochavim shemaim l'roth. But what does it mean to say that there are luminaries in the world? A Kaddish Baruch Hu uses the sun, the moon, the stars, really as a way of camouflaging his essence. The real koyach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. O Teor Kasalma, right? The Baruch Hu Nafshi. The light is just a, it's like a covering. We have a bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. Enlighten us. What's banu? Not lanu, banu. Means that the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets expressed through Klal Yisrael. Stars shine at night. The world could be full of darkness, but Klal Yisrael and every individual shines as a star. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Aseres HaShvatim, according to one Tana, are going to ultimately come back as part of the Geula. Because the Pasuk says, in Nitzavim, Vayashlichem el Eretz Acheres Kayom Hazeh. So the Gemara darshins, just like the way of the cycle of the day is it's dark and then it gets light again. So the Aseres HaShvatim will ultimately come back. The state of Klal Yisrael during the period of the Hanukkah miracle was very low. There was a prevalence of Shikcha Satorah, and that's like a choshech, like we said today from the Goyim, right? Chashecha and Shikcha, the same letters. But ultimately, it's going to come back. There's a cycle. People thought, after the Churban of Europe, people thought that what's going to be with Torah in the world, and all the yeshivas that never, you know, the people that were killed in the Tamil Chachamim, and look at the rebirth of Torah here, over the world, in Eretz Yisrael, certainly, that's it. There's kilos yishachach mipizaro. There are points that are very vulnerable, but it's never going to go over the edge. Now, I want to take it another level. Ki hayom hazeh. I have a hargasha. I can't prove it to you, but this is what I think. Based on another reference of ki hayom hazeh. That's the last one that we mentioned from Nehemiah, and we say it every day in davening. What do we say in davening from Nehemiah every morning before Az Yashir? We quote from Nehemiah, Sukim, right? At the end of Ivarach David into Becharasim Ha'avris. That's all from Nehemiah. So, Vateres Ani Abzim Mitzvim Zakasim Shemata Al Yamsuf. You heard the cries, you saw the pain of Karis and Mitzvim, and you heard the cries in Yamsuf, but Titan Osu Samovs and Tavachal Bad Vachal Marzo. And you gave. You show your signs and miracles against Mitzrayim. Vatas l'cha shem ki hayom hazeh. Now here the kayom hazeh is referring to the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Yeah? So libi omer li, that when we say in Al HaNisim ki hayom hazeh, it's not just going on the immediate phrase that precedes it. It's going back also on the phrase before that. Notice the pair of things that we said. After we talk about Zeidav Yadoski Sarasacha, that the victory of the Muhammad, we say two things. Ulcha Asisa Shem Gadol Vekadosh Va'olamecha. Ulamacha Yisrael Asisa Tshua Gadol Ofurkan Kayom Hazeh. So most people would say Kayom Hazeh is just going on the Tshua Gadol Ofurkan of Klal Yisrael. Libi Omerli is going on both. Like the pasuk in Nehemiah, right? Vatas l'chashem kayom hazeh. In other words, is saying Kayom is going on both. It says Ucha Asis Hashem God of a Kadosh Be'olamecha Kayom Hazeh, and then Lam Chayso Asis Hashem God of a Kadosh. The Kayom Hazeh is going on the shame of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kiddush Hashem in the world that came about, and the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. Now, if I'm correct on this, the pshat is like as follows, that it's not two things. We're putting the Kayom Hazeh on both because that is exactly the relationship that Hashem has with His people. We pride ourselves with our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and He prides Himself Kaviyachah with us. Pe'er Olai, Pe'er Yalav. Es Hashem Hemarta Hayom, V'Hashem Hemircha Hayom. We made a Kadosh Baruch Hu Chativa Achas Ba'olam. He makes us Chativa Achas. Ata Achav Shimcha Echad, Nikam Chesel Goyachad Ba'aretz. The Pasuk in the Chemya is referencing Kriyas Yamsuf. Right after Vatasach Hashem Kayom Hazeh, Vayom Bakata Lifneihem. Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is known as the Milchama. How do I know? The Kriyas Yamsuf is depicted as the Milchama.
Hashem Ish Milchama.
What else? Hashem Yilachem Lachem, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them. And it says that they realize Ki Hashem Nilchamu Lachem B'Mitzrayim. And then there's one more pasuk in Parashas Veschanan. We say it and quote it in the Haggadah of Pesach, one of the pesukim in the Tzei Umad section. O Hanisa Lukim, Lovo Lokachas, Logoi Mikereb Goi, V'Masos, V'Osos, V'Mofsim, V'Milchama. What does it mean, Uvmilchama? Hashem comes love Kachas Logoi Mikereb Goi, Kar Yisrael from Mitzrayim, V'Masos, V'Osos, V'Mofsim, V'Milchama. So Rashi says, Milchama B'yam. Shnema Ki Hashem Nilchamu Hem B'Mitzrayim. So what is Kriyas Yamsuf? It's a Milchama. And the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf is Hashem Yilachim Lachem. Hashem fights the battle for us. There's a pasuk in Zechariah in the Haftorah of Sukkis that talks about Nechemes Gog and Magog, and it says, V'yatz Hashem B'Nilchem B'Goyim Ahem Ki Yom Hilachem Al B'Yom Kerav. The way He fought for you on the day of battle, in the first him say, Kriyas Yamsuf. So Kriyas Yamsuf is a milchama. That's why they refer to all the gold and silver that we got as what? Nchazal, bizas hayam. What's biza? Biza, spoils of war. This is a milchama. So why does Hashem fight our battle for us? Why? Because it's His battle. You know, there's two nuschos in the Lamalshinim. In a particular phrase, we say v'chol oyve amcha mehera yikareisu, or you say v'chol oyvecha mehera yikareisu. It's the same. It's the same. And Rashi quotes also from a Chazal in Shiras Hayam, uv'rov ga'oincha taros kamecha. With your pride, your intense pride, taros kamecha, you're going to destroy those who rise up against you. Rashi quotes, who are those who rise up against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ego HaKamim Al Yisrael. In other words, the enemies of Klal Yisrael are enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to say Rav Tas Rivam Dantas Dinam Nakam Tas Nikmasa? Why? Because it's not just us. Hashem is Yoachim Lachem. He's fighting for us. He's on our side because we're one. We and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, let's say it's Nikmas Hashem b'Midyan, Mechames Midyan, Parshas Matos, and Hashem says, Nikmas b'nei Yisrael, Eis HaMidyanim. It's one and the same. So Hashem takes it personally. That's why He's fighting for us. In Shiras Hayam, there's an expression, Ze Keli Ve'anvehu. What's the meaning of ve'anvehu? What do Chazal learn out? What halacha is learned out of ve'anvehu? Hidur mitzvah. All over the Shas. Zeh keli ve'anvehu. That's hidur mitzvah. What else does the Gemara dash of ve'anvehu? Anivahu. Anivahu means we identify with each other. Mahu afata, anivahu. I think that the two ideas are going together, because the notion of Hidah Mitzvah is connected to a special feeling that we want to do extra. What's the difference between an Eved and a Ben? I was talking to my son-in-law about this the other day. An Eved does what he's mitzvah, what he's told. A Ben looks to please his parents, whatever would please the parents. It doesn't have to be what I was asked to do, because I want to go the extra mile, because I want them to be happy. We identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hidur Mitzvah is a function of being a Ben, of being a knowing that we are connected. We're connected. So that unique relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pe'er Alai, Pe'er Yalav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fights for us because he knows that we're one. That's why Chanukah is all about Hidur Mitzvah. That's why Mahadrin, that's why it's the way that was set up was to express the idea of being a Ben, that we want to go beyond, not just do what we're told, but go beyond, to do Hidur Mitzvah, because we feel connected. We want to show our love so much. Look at the language of Bala Nisim. Ve'acha kein bo'u v'necha. Why suddenly we sing bo'u v'necha? Lamcha yisro sisa chogdo for gayim hazeh. Because what we just said was this idea that there's a connection. And the idea of the Kahayom Hazeh going on the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and the Tshuva of Kar Yisrael, that we continue, and therefore the relationship continues. And therefore, Achakach Bo Vanecha, Ledvir Beisecha. And notice something interesting. When else did we earn that title of Ben? Look at our davening every night. This daven Ma'ariv. Kriyas Yamsuf. Tzias Mitzrayim is Haluka Halu Avdei Hashem. But a few days later, Kriyas Yamsuf, Ra'u Vanav Gibu Rasi. Malchuscha Ra'u Vanecha Bokei Yom Pnei Moshe. What happened at Kriyas Yamsuf, and this is Ve'anveyu, this is the idea of Hidur Mitzvah, this is the idea of Aniva Hu, that's the Bechin of a Ben. And that's Chanukah. So Chanukah has this parallel to the idea of Kriyas Yamsuf, the idea of a Melchama, that Hashem fights for us because he feels like it's him. He has to fight for us. That's Chanukah. And that's why the Kihayom Hazeh can go on both, because it's not two separate things. L'cha asis Hashem God of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mecha Kihayom Hazeh, and but because the salvation of Chanukah is for the Kiddushim Shemayim, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for us. And just to tie it all back together, what does it really mean? It means that to be a Ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Christ to be Banim Lamakom, it means that what is our mission in the world? Not just to feel good about the fact that we have God on our side, so to speak. It's not what it's about. It's about responsibility. Just to feel the sense of smugness, that's not what it's about. It's about being able to know that we want to do extra, but not just for ourselves, but for the whole world. In other words, a child who loves the parents wants other people to realize how special those parents are. Not just that it's my little secret. What does Shema Yisrael mean? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Rashi brings it from Chazal, from the Sifrei. Hashem Elokeinu means that we ourselves, Kar Yisrael, know this today, that Hashem is one. Hashem Elokeinu. But the rest of the world doesn't know it yet. Hashem Echad, the Asid Lavo, everyone will accept that reality and recognize it. But the more that we can do to move, you could say, history forward, closer to that point, that's our job. That's our role. The way that we interact in the world, the way that we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu out for everyone to see, the more that we are acting as Banim Lamakom. L'amcha, it says, L'cha asis Hashem God of HaKadosh Be'olamecha. What does Olam mean? World. What else does Olam mean? Helam. What's Helam means? It's hidden. People look at things going on in the world, and they just think, Olam kimin hago noyeg. Just things happen because they happen. We spoke today about how people look at history. But a person who looks deeper recognizes that it's just covered up. But we can see through that, and we know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see the Nisim going on, B'chol Yom Imanu. We understand that Mishamar L'Shemen V'Yadig, Yomar L'Chometz V'Yadig. In other words, it's not about the oil, per se. It's about the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, everything is a miracle. That's the recognition that we have, and that's the recognition that we begin to present to everybody. So this is really, I think, to come back to where we started, this is the Kayom Hazeh. Kayom Hazeh starts with Yosef HaTzadik and how Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't let it go beyond, because otherwise there'd be no purpose to creation if it were Kar Yisrael going over the edge. For Yosef HaTzadik representing Kar Yisrael, there had to be the Pach Shem and Tohar. And ultimately, we realize that we're here for a purpose, and that purpose is in sync with the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name being in the world. So the Kayom Hazeh is the Kayom Hazeh of Kriyas Yansuf, and the Muhammad that Hashem fought for us then is the Muhammad that He fought for us Bimei Matisyahu Ubanav, and maybe Bimei Mardchev Esther, and I would say today as well, we're in the midst of a Muhammad. We don't know where it's heading. We don't know how it's playing out. But we do understand that everything is for a purpose. Of course, there are a lot of challenges. We know ourselves every day. We hear Nebuch of other Karbanos, and Mamish, it pains us tremendously, tremendously. At the same time, we also know that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a glorious future in store for us, for Kal Yisrael as a whole, and for all of us as part of Kal Yisrael. And we have to mechazik ourselves in that basic emuna, even as we go about our daily life and we have our own activities and our own things that keep us occupied, but we have to keep an eye toward the bigger picture, because we are a chelik of Klal Yisrael, and we have, every one of us, that individual responsibility, besoch all Klal Yisrael, to be able to do the best that we could do, to know that we are banim l'makom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about every one of us, and he cares about Klal Yisrael, and he's doing everything for our good, even if we don't understand it along the way. That's our chizuk. That's what we have to remember. So if we take something away from Ezos Chanukah, I would say that's what we can reflect on. The very words of Alan Nisim to get into our kishkis, to realize that the Kayom Hazeh speaks to us today, speaks to all of us, and speaks to the relationship, the unique relationship between Kaviyachal, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael. Hashem should give us that type of insight that should be mamish part of our fiber of our being. And with Hashem, we should hear only Suas Tovas, Yeshuas, Nechamos, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu did miracles. Ayom Mahen should be as well, Bisman Hazeh. Mm-hmm.